Arthur Gilmore.
Hey, Arthur, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It feels like it's nonstop constantly, but I'm doing okay. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Can I ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes as well?
Yeah, I'm getting that right now.
Perfect.
Okay. Yep.
So I understand you're ready to kind of place the order and you want to go over some available options, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's kind of start from square one. So I understand certain pieces of equipment we're financing and paying the vendor directly. The rest we're going to try to reimburse you. That's the plan of attack here, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you have a 2 through 5 year term available. I just wanted to kind of understand from your, it's obviously your company, your signature. I want to understand from your side of the fence, are you looking to do something? I know we mentioned about 36 months, although we can go as long as 60, and you're really not punished for doing longer term financing at all. So is your goal to keep your payment to the absolute minimum, or are you trying to do this over a 3 year term?
No, I was trying to keep it to a smaller amount, but I hadn't thought about stretching it out past 4 years, but I'd be interested in hearing, what the options are.
Let me give you the kind of my take on it and get some feedback from you, and then hopefully get documents out to you as quickly as possible. So there is a misconception in financing that financing always has to be shorter term, and that misconception really comes from, I think, the car and mortgage industry, where people are incentivized to have half the term length, say, instead of a 5 year car loan, have a 3 year car loan, and on a mortgage, have a 15 year versus a 30, because there's these short term incentives. Equipment financing doesn't work the same way. You're not really financing the same type of collateral. And so there really isn't there's no punishment or incentive for us to give you a 3 year term versus a 5 year term. So let me go over some available options. And I know you said you had budgeted initially a payment around like $1,300 to $1,500 for 36 months, correct?
Yeah, I think I had to move that up a little bit, but go ahead.
That's what I was going to ask you. Since the equipment cost has almost doubled, what kind of budget have you set up for these payments?
26.
Okay. So let me give you some options and kind of work backwards from there.
If it was 2000 instead of 26, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I'm very open now to what you just said, because I do have, kind of an amateur's understanding from equipment loans, even though I've done a number of these. This is the first time I've really ever talked to someone. I've let other people handle this. And if there's no real incentive for doing a 3 year, spending less money, I think would be the way I would probably go. So, why don't I just listen and you tell me what options I do have?
Okay. So traditionally for something that is not like a hard asset or technology base, it's generally going to be limited to a 36 month term. That's industry standard. When I'm looking at your approval, I don't see any notes by the credit officer who works on my team about having to do that. So I don't assume this 60 month will be an option. Let me work backwards. So you're going to have your first and last payment due at signing to us and a small one-time documentation and processing fee. That means you don't get your bill for your first month and you don't get a bill for your last month. You'd have 58 remaining payments on a 5 year term, 46 on 4, 34 on 3, and so on. Yep. I can give you all the numbers. So if you wanted to do something, say, as short as 3 years, you're looking at a payment well below your expectations. You're looking at a payment around $22.43.84 to be exact, if you're looking at this as a 3 year term. But if you want to do this as a 5 year term, your payment is going to be $14,606.
And if you want to. It was originally, yeah.
Yeah. Now, to give you kind of. $14,606. So there really is no. I mean, there are certain programs. So if you came to us with a kind of a specific type of equipment and we would give you an incentive, or it's really not incentives in this industry, it's basically disincentives. So sometimes on our transactions, when we feel like there's a little risk after 3 years or a lot of risk, there's risk in any transaction, we'll say, hey, look, if you do over 3 years, your payment's going to be X, or your cost of capital is going to be Y, or you're going to have to put down a security deposit. In this case, that's really not applicable to you or your business. Okay. So you're not you don't have any disincentives, I guess is the right word, to do a a shorter term, I guess the question I would ask you is, what are your plans over the next few years for your business, and how are you growing? What are the challenges? What are your plans for the next few years?
That's exactly why I wanted to go short term, I guess, in my second wave of thinking is, I'm just going to be blunt with you. We've been very slow in changing out our marketing and sales team. They've been changed out now, and we have a number of things going on that are going to heat up our growth. So what I was thinking in terms of between now and 2019, so we're going to be paying off a lot of any kind of outstanding loans. We're going to be free basically of most
what
of our debt.
What current loans do you have?
We've got a revolving credit line that we have with Bank of America.
How large is your line?
It's $350.
How much do you currently have on it?
Around $350.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, and so what I'm doing now is I'm getting rid of these getting rid of that kind of debt. And the other thing that I'm doing is I'm looking for kind of a growth scenario where if I went back to you guys, if I did this in 3 years. And then I said, okay, I need another tranche of equipment funding or even capital funding. Then I go back to you guys and I say, okay, I paid you guys off in these 33 payments at $2,200. I want to do something, you know, similar. And that was my main thinking.
Absolutely. So you're thinking the right way. You're a smart guy, obviously, but you have some very big and common, once again, misconceptions, so I'm going to address those. So okay. The way we work is not like, so you're used to a credit line which says, hey, look, you're up to $350 and you got to pay down to get more. So I'm going to answer your questions, and please write this down because it's really important to the growth of your business, in my opinion.
Yes.
And from our company's opinion as well, from Bank Acquirer's opinion. The first thing is, you don't have to pay off all your debt to us, nor do we care to get more equipment financing. I used to be on the sales side. I have clients that I still service from the sales side that have seven, eight loans with us because they're financing different assets. So a real advantage that we bring to the table in the relationship is you don't have to come back to Gabe and say, hey, Gabe, look, buddy, I paid you off $60,000. Now give me more money. You can call Gabe next month and Gabe and say, hey, Gabe, I'm looking for $150,000 of equipment. Can you make it happen? And he'll say, yeah, I want to retain your business. I'll make it happen. And the truth of the matter is the vast majority of our clients who are going have multiple transactions with us because we can, if it's a different asset class, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You can't get two loans against the same equipment, but if you're going to get different equipment, we can make that happen. That's not a real issue. So I actually just got emailed right before our conversation. We have a customer who we did some dumpster financing for, you know, those like mobile dumpsters that people put at job sites. And in a year and a half, he's financed a truck, a lift that goes into that truck. He's on like his fourth order of dumpsters. He's got another loan for an excavator. So the reality is you don't have to pay us off, nor will it be attractive. We don't get enticed by you paying us off. We get enticed by you actually just making your monthly payments. That's what we really care about.
All right.
The second thing is, you have a large line of working capital, a large line, but you're at the limit, which is fine. These things happen. There's two things that are appropriate here. Number one, after this transaction funds, if you are interested in additional working capital and you are at your limit with Bank of America, we have a unsecured working capital loan program that we provide to all of our customers. What makes this program is unique is that you don't have to pay off your existing credit line. It is unsecured. It's based on cash flow. It goes up to 10% of your revenues, and that's something you can discuss with Gabe that he could put together for you. So you take your top-line sales, not your net income. You take your top-line sales, multiply it by 0.1, and you'll probably get a loan amount of that. The second thing I would share with you is this. If your biggest concentration is chopping down debt, one of the concerns that business owners have is credit lines really aren't, at the end of the day, meant to be maxed out, but sometimes it is what it is. And so my personal opinion is, if you pay less to us and can use that additional capital to chop down that credit line, it'd be a more effective use of your money. So my opinion is...
I agree with that. And one other thing is, you know, I do pay that off every year. I have it kind of as a backup for, you know, cash flow. In my business, you know, I can be flush, you know, and then a couple of, you know, like a lot of clients, you know, they're paying me on retainer. I get those, you know, I know what that's coming in. But if I have a larger, let's say, new relationship, that could be 120 days because it just takes a while to get all the contracts in order. You know, with larger companies like the companies that we work for, Capital One, Wells Fargo, Santander, Walgreens, you know, Disney, they're slow. And I'm being honest with you.
They use their
until
power.
Until we get into the retainer relationship, and then they're fast.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when we have a retainer relationship, we sign up for a multi-year relationship, and we say, okay, you guys are going to give us, $100,000 a month. That comes in on time. But if we do work over and above that, we sign a proposal with Textron Aviation, it always takes a little while for those payments to come in. When you figure you do the work in February, you're going to invoice it at the end of February, and then you've got March and April, and you'll see the money in May. Well, that sometimes goes longer than that.
But you mean by retainer, you kind of put their feet to the fire saying, hey, we have to get paid, right?
Well, you understand what a retainer is. A retainer is when we have a close relationship, we've been working with our clients for many years, they say, let's put you on a retainer. We're going to pay you monthly, and you're going to get the money, you know, and we'll
sooner.
Square up the hours afterwards. Yeah, so we always get the money sooner.
Okay, a little more trust. Yeah, I mean.
But I like what I'm hearing, you know, because if I could, you know, if we could pay off, I always have to accumulate that money to pay off the loan on a yearly basis, right? Because the bank wants to know that you have that cash. But I don't like to be, I'm a belt and suspenders kind of guy. I like to be safe, you know, so I spend a little extra money on money from a business standpoint, which is not the best savings, but it's the best on stress. So I mean, I don't get, you know, into problems like companies do, with payments. I mean, I'm good with, what I need to.
No, your thinking is right. And basically what I'd like to do is this. I'd like to have Gabe get you a contract out for you to review. It's a few pages long. It's very plain English. I really think if it's okay with you to do a 60-month term, I think that's the best fit for your business. And then, you know, like I said, if there's any other equipment, I just want to, so you know our process, you can always call Gabe and say, hey, Gabe, even once the second this transaction closes, you can say, hey, Gabe, look, I'm looking to get this other $70,000 of equipment. The biggest thing just to have in your disposal is the way for you to continue accessing capital from us is by paying. To give you an idea of, like, my thoughts of how much capital, because some customers say, well, you know, at the end of the day, no one can give me millions and millions of dollars, but what really could I qualify for is the question people ask. You know, what could I really qualify for on different equipment orders? And I like to give people a good idea so they have an idea of, you know, what could I really count on this company to do for me? Now, when I look at your bank account, so for the month of April, you ran about $100,000. For the month of February, you ran $328,000. So that's a much different month. So kind of, I understand what you say. 269. So let's see. I have your tax returns. Do you do about $3 million a year?
No, we do more.
Okay.
We do more than that. We used to run it about six and five and a half and six. We had a couple of clients slowed down a little bit. Walgreens slowed down a little bit. We were cut back from what was about $1.2 million per year retainer, about 600. That was, you know, that was something we had to deal with.
What do you do for your?
Why did that happen?
No. What do you do per year? Because I have your 14s. I don't have your 15s.
Our years are generally in the 4.2s, the fours. And sometimes the last year, you're right, it was about 3.6.
Okay. Unless you were buying one massive piece of equipment. So if you're coming to us and saying, hey, look, I want to finance this one piece of equipment that's $800,000, which really doesn't sound like you're buying. You're probably buying items in the range of like $5,000 to about $50,000 per piece, correct?
Correct.
You know, my estimation, based on your business credit profile, what kind of different equipment transactions can we put together for you? You know, off the top of my head, you do around $4 or $5 million a year. I would say probably about 1.25 to 1.5 million is the amount of equipment financing you could count on us and having at different times. And the reason behind that is we've got different programs for customers where it's not a credit line. These are finance agreements. So as long as they're separate assets, I think we'd probably be comfortable up to about a $1.25 to $1.5 million line.
And if I wanted to pay... I'm just kind of interested in how you guys work. You sound a little different than my existing relationship with Bank of America. The line of credit will get paid down, and then, you know, I don't necessarily take the whole thing back. But do you guys do lines of credit like that? To say, you know, why don't you get rid of your Bank of America line of credit and work with us?
Or do we do that?
Part of it down as a capital loan, and I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, do we do that? Absolutely. Yes. Is it a value to you as a specific client? No. Because the reality is Bank of America is giving you a lot of money based on the relationship you have with them, where we would be applicable. And basically, customers are typically, they're going to have one line of credit from their primary banking institution. And since we don't really do like day-to-day checking, our credit line product wouldn't be available for you. However, we do have a product that's a little different. So in addition to equipment financing, we do have what's called a working capital loan, which is basically a product that customers use when they potentially get tapped out of their bank or their bank is too slow and they want to access additional capital. Now, how does this work? This is a cash loan short-term product based on a specific need. This is different from equipment financing because it's cash. I will tell you up front, this product is an amazing fit for smart business owners, but there's a lot of people who borrow this money who go out of control and bury themselves. I've seen both the good and the bad. So what we do is we lend off your top point sales. You're running around $4 or $5 million. You can do the math. Probably loan is $300,000-$400,000. Doesn't mean you need to borrow that much money. But that money is there is if you kind of tap at your bank and you call Gabe and say, hey, Gabe, look, I've got a customer that's slow paying me and I need $70,000 and I want to pay it back in 6 or 12 months, but I need $70,000. Or that's a need-based product. The other is an opportunity loan-based product. And where a lot of customers come to us is, and I'll give you an example. For many of my customers, when I worked with them, they would come into me and say, hey, look, I've got the opportunity to borrow. If I can borrow money and I can do it fast, basically I can buy inventory from my vendors. There's a deal going on. So I'll give you a real-life example. I did a lot of construction equipment financing. Are you familiar with like granite countertops, things of that nature when you go into a hotel or nice house or apartment?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I worked with a lot of customers and they come to me and say, hey, Ruben, we're buying granite and we're currently buying it from a local guy down the street. And we pay about $100,000, $150,000, say $150,000 per month for our supplies. But if we can get money and go to Brazil where the stone is actually made, where it comes out of the ground, we can put our cost will be about 50 to 60%. So a lot of my customers would say, look, if I can get a $150,000 loan in cash, I can take that, go to Brazil, and minus the interest you'll charge me, I'll reduce my costs each month by $75,000. And when you add it up over a year, it's outrageous. The cost is huge. It's really an opportunity loan. Now, I'm not sure if that exists in your business, but you might have a vendor that you work with who gives you, you know, 5% if you pay up front. Well, if you're buying each month, 5% up front equals 60% over a year. And that's where that math kind of extrapolates.
Okay, I understand. No, I don't really have a need for that kind of thing. The only thing that comes up for an opportunity for me, Ruben, honestly, is I do get you know, people sometimes call me and ask if I'm ready to sell. And then there's other people who call and ask if I'm, frankly, and I've never really been in this position, and nor do I foresee that, but in a position to buy. And these are generally smaller design firms in other parts of the world. And I just, no, I don't really have those kinds of opportunities that you just expressed. You know, that doesn't really come up. I do have people that are asking me oftentimes to bring a little office in another part of the world, but I have no interest in doing that right now.
Absolutely. It's just to give you information, and, you know, there's some kind of, look, there's no, I'm not, like I said, on the sales side, and Gabe's not a pushier by nature. We don't care about that way.
Yeah.
This just could be an option for you. And you know, a light bulb could go off, and some guy could come to you and say, hey, look, I've got a deal for you. If you can do this, it's yours in cash, and then you pick up the phone. To make your documents, do we have a copy of your driver's license and avoided business check?
I can get that to you immediately.
Yeah, so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to email Gabe a copy of your driver's license and avoided business check. He's going to get the documents generated for you, and I know we're trying to reimburse you for certain parts and also pay the vendors. Your documents will be an equipment finance agreement, so the bill to and ship to, of course, is in your name. Our funding department is pretty friendly, but some of the information we have is quotes. So before funding, we might need to call these vendors or have you call them and say, hey, look, you need to change this to an invoice, which is no big deal. To walk you through the process, he can send you out documents today, if not first thing tomorrow morning. You can overlook them. They're pretty straight. They are straightforward. Get them back to him by Monday, and we could probably fund the transaction, which means reimburse you and then pay the other suppliers on Monday morning.
Ruben, both Lewis and I have business tomorrow outside the office. We're going to be kind of booked out, but we will be back in the office first thing on Monday morning. I will send you my driver's license and a copy of avoided business check.
Oh, can you also, do you have a partner of your, do you have a partner of Lewis? Do you have a picture of Lewis's driver's license by any chance?
I can get that, yeah.
That'd be great. We just want to make sure the spelling of the name is correct so we don't mess up.
Done.
And then
I'll send both to you.
And then Gabe will email you the documents. And if you have a chance to get them tomorrow, we'll get them Monday. But you find it Tuesday or Wednesday. No big deal.
Okay, so we're gonna go with the 58 payments, which is the 60-month, 5-year term, and that's 1,400.
We appreciate the opportunities
to talk to you. You know, it's good working with you guys. I so far, so good.
Gabe actually is one of our best reps. You know, I worked with him for quite a while, and he actually is one of those people where customers call him nonstop and do multiple transactions. So I'll share the good notes with him as well. We appreciate that.
Okay, and I appreciate both of you guys. You've been really, really good. So,
cool.
All right, I will send this to Gabe with my license and Lewis's, he should be receiving that within the next half hour.
All right, it's a pleasure. Call me anytime.
All right, Ruben, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.